This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour now. How do you do? How do you do? It's Doug and the DJV gang. Experience intelligence and opportunity by listening to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, hopefully a little of that for me, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I was thinking about hope and how, what's the old expression, hope springs eternal in the minds and hearts of some people. There's a difference. There are people who wish that hope bad things will happen to you or to some people, like all of the anger that's being aimed at Trump, or, you know, I mean, you can name it, the people that were sitting in the table behind Jennifer at the wine tasting over the weekend. All of that stuff, there's a story there. Bad hope is when you hope for things bad to come true, but then there's good hope, and how we can see sort of if you're practicing hopefully, you know, most people think hope is all about being good. It isn't always, but most of the time it's associated with being good. What is achievable? I saw the story, this was fascinating, of a test of swimming rats. And they gave one group hope in the fact that they were giving them food, as they sort of strung food out in front of them so that they kept swimming. They get the food at the end of their swim. And then the other ones, the other rats, didn't have any food, so they drowned. They gave up and they just drowned, which I thought was an interesting analogy. If you give people hope that at the end of their mission there'd be something good, then they'll probably do a good job. Does that make sense?
Or if the food is tasty enough, you'll always survive.
Okay, so there's a story floating around this week about the number of people from America who are fleeing, I love that word, to Canada, because they just can't stand Donald Trump. So the numbers of people going north across our border have doubled since the beginning of January. Most of them are people that were here illegally, and now they're there. Because Pierre Trudeau, or what's his name?
Justin.
Justin, him.
Jacques.
Said, come on up here. If we don't like it in America, come on up here to our country.
Perfect.
So now there are stories floating around of what's going on our southern border because of Trump's tough talk. Put up we're going to spend, what, $1.5 billion to put up the fence. More people are going to be patrolling the border, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now there are more people who are going back across the border to Mexico because they don't want to, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, they don't want to be scrutinized. And secondly, they don't want to wait to have to cross when the fence is built. So if you want to come here, apparently the Department of Homeland Security has found out that the bad guys, the traffickers, you know, the ones that either lead you across the desert or they put you in a truck or something, it costs you 130% more to do that now than it did before Trump was elected. The Homeland Security Secretary said getting into the United States now costs between $3,000 and $8,000. And the prices keep going up. So you want to come here in order to...
Because it's down. Border crossings in February were down 40%.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is that February is typically the highest month for whatever reason. Maybe it's the weather. I don't know. But it's the best month. I guess it's the highest crossings month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see those numbers in February, I guess, were a pretty big deal. They were pretty meaningful to the Border Patrol people.
Yeah. But how desperate do you have to be... if that's really the way you look at this, I don't know if there's another way of looking at it, please help me. But this seems to be a desperate move on the part. And I know some kids who are working for my friend the farmer up the street who came from Guatemala. And they were, one of them got into trouble and was deported. And in about 4 months he was back. And then something else happened and he got deported again. And I gave my friend a little starch for doing this, but he couldn't find any help. But that's not, you know, it's not the excuse, but it just is what reality is. And so, but the point here is that they were thrown out and they came back, thrown out and came back. It kind of reminds me of the story from Friday, Jennifer, of the illegal that got drunk and killed that woman. Mm-hmm. And Trump called her fiancé after
they
he found
right
out that
they live right down the street
been,
in Sylmar. Yeah, they're right nearby here.
5 times this guy had been deported. 5 times.
It's really sad.
Yeah. So, I mean, these sorts of things are happening. But there is a decrease. The cost of smuggling and the threats, and maybe that'll have the desired impact. I don't know. There are a lot of people that are farmers who are wondering what they're going to do for labor. It's very interesting how this has progressed. And this comes from my experience. You've heard me talking about these movies that I saw this past month or two, the 13th, about 13th Amendment. And then more recently, last week, I saw I'm Not Your Negro. Where there were, and this is perplexing, and so I'd like all of you to weigh in on this. I don't want to be too serious for too long, but the idea of having Mexicans now, or Hispanics, do what blacks used to do and what whites used to do. So, at first, there were whites performing these tasks in many farm, rural circumstances, then those jobs, many of them went to blacks, and now many of them have gone to Hispanics. Why?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of people, like one of the silent groups that are kind of irritated, and they don't get a lot of play on this because I don't think it fits the narrative really that the mainstream news media likes to paint. But one of the groups that has been most hurt by illegal immigrants crossing the border is the African Americans in this country, because they're actually getting to take advantage of the U.S. gives a certain amount of money to African American causes for slavery. I mean, we're still paying back slavery. It's reparations on slavery. That same money is now going to programs that include all of these illegals that are coming across the border. So many people have speculated that really the amount of money that should be going to black Americans is now being spread out into different ways. That was a big part of Ann Coulter's book, actually. Mm-hmm. Adios America. It was a huge section about that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it. I would like to have an answer for that, if there is one. Anybody's got any opinions or ideas, feel free to jump in, because
Did you see the article in the LA Times this weekend?
I did not.
There was a huge thing about California farmers, too, just in, you know, period, new sentence, I guess, with that there was an article about farmers in California who have started to increase their hiring because things are getting a little bit better for them, but that they're finding that most legal Americans, and we always hear that this is a story where most, you know, that illegals will do jobs that legal citizens will not do. Mm-hmm. And I guess the farmers are having this issue that they can't find people other than illegals to put into these jobs, which is kind of interesting.
Which is because we've made it so easy for white people, and I guess black people, to sit at home and do nothing. And so this is where it's craziness. And hopefully there will be something done about this that will get us, you know, it's fine to help those.
See, but that's a cultural shift. It's not a program shift. That is getting people out of the mindset of just accepting what the government gives you and get back into the mode of working again, because there's so many people who say, well, I can make just as much money sitting at home watching Maury Povich than I can going to work in the field. So why would I want to do that? I'm not an idiot. I'm just going to sit here on my couch. And we've got to change that in the culture. That's not even, that's a cultural shift.
When did that start, though? When actually did that all, when did that, was it with Johnson in that
era? I don't
know. It boggles the mind how this stuff starts and then gets old and doesn't change much. All right, 16 past the hour. Let's talk about something that is changing, and that's people's preferences for bedding and sheets. The folks at Parachute, who have come up with this wonderful bedding that we've been talking about because of our own experiences. Yes, I'm getting another set of sheets, actually. I think I said that on Friday, because I like these so much. These people have figured this out. You know, there's always, whenever you market something new, you got to tell people what's new about it. Like when Buick first came on the marketplace, you had to tell what's the difference between a Buick and a Ford. All right, so in this circumstance, Parachute Home Delivery and their sheets, what's the difference between getting a parachute sheet and going, and I don't even know what the brands are because I don't necessarily shop for sheets. What are some of the other brands that are popular and used? What did you use before these came along, Victoria? What did you use before?
I think we had Wamsutta,
yeah,
which is a very
name.
Popular yep, brand at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, even I know that. Yeah.
Even you know that.
Even I know that name.
Even yeah. Doug knows that.
Right.
What other? And what was the other set that we had? Calvin Klein, maybe? Or
designer sheets.
Yeah, it was either Calvin Klein or, what's the other, or Charter Club. There was, it was all from Bed Bath & Beyond. That's because it's just the most convenient
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, handy to go there. I yeah. remember getting sheets at Macy's. And pillows and that kind of stuff at Macy's. What about you, Jennifer? Where did you get the sheets before?
I would always buy my sheets either at Bed Bath & Beyond, like Victoria, or sometimes Kohl's. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, ask like what the difference is or what the word is. I just feel like parachute's a more civilized experience. First of all, you go online, you have just a, you know, you have just a few options, different, you know, whether you're going to use a top sheet or a duvet cover and do the more European style. You have some color options. You place that order. Then when it arrives, you open the box. It's got this beautiful, all the sheets are contained in a fabric pouch, which it's amazing. Once you get the sheets on the bed, you get this totally upgraded, luxurious experience. I was away for the weekend, and while everybody was talking about how comfortable the bed was, I was excited to come home because the sheets are better on my bed. Uh-huh. And typically when you go out to like a high-end hotel experience, you know, not always are the sheets better on your bed, but right. I was excited to get home because they were.
Yep.
And the thing that I love the most about, we did laundry. I always do laundry at my mom's on the weekends. Right. She sees us pull in, we say hi, and then it's the giant laundry bag gets dragged in. But the nice thing about the sateen sheets, which are the, we have the silver or the gray sateen, it keeps that sheen to it, which is one of the reasons I love the sateen fabric. And a lot of times when you buy lesser quality sheets, they look great when you first take them out of the package, but then you have to wash them before you use them, and then it loses all that luster, and they just kind of look dull and flat. And these don't. These really it just hold up so well, and they're just crisp and beautiful. We got into bed last night, and we were just like, oh, this is so nice.
All right, if you'd like to have that experience, the one that Jennifer's just described and the one Victoria has just described, then go online to visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. That's Parachute, spelled P-A-R-A-C-H-U-T-E, ParachuteHome.com/DJV. And with your order, you'll get free shipping and the ability to return if the comfy bedding isn't as comfy as you'd like it to be 60 nights after you first get it, send it back. And they'll not ask any questions. You get your money back or another set of sheets, and then they donate the sheets that you've sent into Habitat for Humanity. Great company, wonderfully run. They've got it figured out. They know about quality, and that's what you want. Quality at the right price. You'll find it in bedding. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more...
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Tributes continue to come in, and this will go on all week long, I'm sure of this. The passing of music legend Chuck Berry, certainly considered one of the great rock and roll icons of his generation, any generation. He was from St. Charles, Missouri, 90 years old. This guitar, the way the riffing was done, that's, you know, whether it's Sweet Little 16, Beautiful Delilah, his rock and roll was in a lot of the, but that, remember the duck walk? How many people have seen him do his duck walk?
Yeah.
But he inspired Keith Richards, John Lennon, Eric Clapton. He was in the first class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees in 1986. That was 30 years after he released his first album. I think when you look in the history of rock music, after Elvis, only Chuck Berry had more influence probably than anybody else.
And, you know, I think it's funny that you say that, because I honestly feel like Chuck Berry has more of an influence, or should have more, because I feel like he influenced Elvis.
Oh, totally. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. He did. I mentioned that one of my moments here talking about him, things were always wonderful for him. He was not in the 1960s, but he was always a lech. There was no question about it. The guy was a lech. He took a 14-year-old girl across state lines and went to jail for that for a while in the 60s. The business about him being a human being or being a lech or whatever it is never took away from his contributions to music, although I could see in some circles where it might. People who go through what he went through, sometimes it distracts from their overall success, but it didn't have any real long-lasting effect on him. And as a result of that, a lot of the rockers around today paying tribute to Chuck Berry. Bon Jovi paying tribute to Berry with a cover of Johnny B. Goode in the Nationwide Arena in Columbus over the weekend. He said, the first time I ever sang in a talent competition in the 70s, it was this song. That's what John Bon Jovi said. Why don't you crank it up just a bit, him doing this. He continued by saying, Mr. Berry, thank you for everything. God bless you. Also, Bruce Springsteen / Lenny Kravitz, Keith Urban, Bruno Mars paid tribute to Mr. Barry on social media. Springsteen tweeted, Chuck Berry was rock's greatest practitioner. He is the greatest pure rock and roller who ever lived. Peter Frampton tweeted, he had a great style that influenced so many generations of players. Oh, yes, and how to write a great rock and roll song. There's a copy of, I believe it's Sweet Little 16 on a napkin in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's, he did the song off of a napkin.
Isn't that funny? Those are always the best songs.
I know, right.
Great stories.
So the Rolling Stones also paid tribute to Chuck Berry. They will tell you, if you talk to any of them individually, this song was a Chuck Berry song, and it was their debut single in 1963, The Stones. Mick Jagger said, I'm so sad to hear of Chuck Berry's passing. I want to thank him for all the inspirational music he gave to us. He lit up our teenage years and blew life into our dreams of being musicians and performers. His lyrics shone above others and threw a strange light on the American dream. Chuck, you are amazing, and your music is engraved in us forever. And let's see, Ron Wood said, with the passing of Berry comes an end of an era. One of the best in my inspiration, a true character indeed. And he was a character. No question about the fact that this guy was an absolute character. And so, and a master craftsman as well. So don't worry about his songs washing away. They will not. All right. So also, I think I'll leave my comments at that. 28 past the hour now. Come on. I've got to see you, baby. Come on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Show Tip of the Day. No matter how much time and attention you give your pet, he may still long for a different kind of companionship, that of another animal. There's nothing more valuable for a lonely spaniel than a new kitten or puppy to play with, and there's nothing better for putting new life into an old German short-haired pointer than a new feline or a canine playmate. Think about it. If you were dropped off on another planet tomorrow with no one of your own kind to communicate with, you'd soon be desperate for human contact. Your dog or cat might not even know what he's missing, but if you provide him with the opportunity to make some new animal friends, he may discover that life has a new interest with each day is very exciting. One of the really strong points about adding a second pet to the household, whether it be a puppy, a kitten, or even an older cat or an older dog, which I advocate, is if there's a pet already in the household and that pet may be getting older, by adding a new pet, sometimes it spurs life. Yes, I know what you're saying. There might be some adversary relationship at first, but sooner or later, they'll get to know each other and the new pet will get that older pet up and running around. So it's good for everyone, including you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Four after the hour now. Welcome to the DJV Experience. Wonderful, memorable. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. From our vantage point here, we're in a great position. We love to make radio fun and informative. So this week we're starting a brand new feature on the DJV Experience. We've set up a special telephone line, and we want you to call in and give us your opinion on an important issue. Every week it'll be a different issue. Once you've voted, they'll have some very special offers for you. So here's the question for this week. Do you believe that you'll be better off in 2017 than you were in 2016? That's the question. Do you believe you'll be better off this year than you were last year? So you'll press 1 for yes, press 2 for no when you dial 800-282-2333. Easy number to remember. 800-282-2333. Answer the question, yes or no. Do you believe you're better off this year or will be than you were last year? 800-282-2333. 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Call us now and tell us what you think. The new survey from the DJV Experience, 800-282-2333. Tell us whether you think you'll be better off this year than you were last year. All right, so let's go around the room. Jennifer, you think you'd be better off this year than you were last year?
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Victoria?
Yeah, I think in all ways, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm right. getting married to the guy I love, so that's already better than last year.
Wow. Okay, what about you? Are you going to get married to the guy you love, Kara?
Oh, you know it. Only a couple more months until that's happening.
Really?
But yeah, I think this
holding out on us again.
I think this year is definitely going to be better, and I don't think there's much point in doing anything this year if you're already pessimistic about it.
I think you're right about that. That's sort of in line with what I said about the rat study before. Why would you do anything unless you thought you were going to be better off doing it? But it's kind of like it seems nonsensical, but let's see how people respond to it. Again, the number is 800-282-2333. It'll be fun because there's not only do you answer the phone, I mean, the answer the question, but you get a chance to have some fun with some things that I think you'll find quite to your liking. Yikes! Did you see this? The guy who jumped over the fence at the White House was wandered around. For 16 minutes before anybody caught him.
Yes,
is what, the second or third time this has happened this year, and didn't it happen once, at least once last year, when Obama was still there?
He actually got into the White House last year. Obama's guy got into the White House.
What are they doing?
Right.
What are these people doing?
It's the Secret Service. They are out of control. Remember the stories about partying and the drugs and the sex and the everything. And then the weird selfie taking of Don Jr.'s little boy.
That was this
last week. Yeah, they let the guy, couple of guys left
them?
The post to take a picture of a sleeping 7-year-old, which is kind of weird.
And then also
I heard, and again, I was trying to tune out this weekend because I was wine tasting and I just needed to get away for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd heard before I left that somebody got their laptop stolen and it had inside of it the schematics of
the
Trump Tower. It had stuff about Hillary Clinton on it. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. Speaking of selfies, there's a big problem in Quebec, which I wonder, under the circumstances, if it'll translate down here. Funeral directors, reportedly, according to the Quebec newspaper this weekend, trying to deal with an outbreak of mourners and family members who angle to take selfies next to the corpse.
Oh.
Huh?
Who would want to do that?
They hide their phones when they come in, and then they grab them at the last minute and posed. This is something that's gone on. It's going to be nuts. This has been going on, apparently for quite a long time and getting worse. They stand in front of the coffin, open coffin, either at the calling hours or at the funeral, and they snap one last selfie. So, I mean, think about that. The selfie, is it about you? I mean, it just seems to me, I was thinking last year when the Pope visited Philadelphia, the news photographers caught onlookers waiting for the exact right moment as his motorcade drove by to snap with him in the picture as if they were taking a picture with the Pope. Is it because we're so self-absorbed? We want to be around somebody. We've got to legitimize ourselves by taking selfies, even if they're not legitimate. This would be a good question for next week for our 800
line. I like that.
Yeah. Right. Would you take a selfie with somebody who's dead in a casket? I ain't got bunga. All right. Speaking of the Pope, over the weekend, the Pope said to the Catholic priests, don't be afraid to call on exorcists. The Pope got a lot of attention. He's got a lot of views on Catholicism that are shaking the religion to its core. Jennifer, you might weigh in on this if you want to. You're our resident Catholic. The Pope told priests that they should be willing to call on an exorcist if they feel it's warranted, but they ought to make sure the person is actually possessed first, along the lines of the ancient and the practice that was outlawed by the church. The exorcisms that are on the rise, I think mostly in some of the Latin countries. Let's see here. Father Vincent Lampert of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis said, quote, the problem isn't that the devil has upped his game, but more people are willing to play the game. So as a Catholic, you support this practice, Jennifer, or not?
Sure. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
I mean, if the higher ups, yeah, I mean, if the higher ups think that this is something, I mean, what could hurt about it, right?
I mean, well, I know people that act possessed. There's a lot of confusion between this and mental illness. People,
right? I mean, I know people that act possessed, but it's a little, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I love watching paranormal stuff. Like, I've watched every paranormal show that's out there and documentary mm-hmm. and everything. And a mm-hmm. lot of times, as a last resort, people will call in a priest. But one of the things that's interesting, the recurring theme there, is that there are very few priests who will even acknowledge that the Catholic Church teaches how to do exorcisms. Mm-hmm. And a lot of priests go rogue when it's a certain situation where it looks like, you know, a child is in danger or something like that. And so it's interesting that the Pope is even talking about exorcisms, because from everything I've seen, it's a sort of, it's a taboo topic.
It's very taboo.
They just don't address it. So I think this is kind of progressive for ghost hunters out there.
Well, it's considered to be part of the occult, which is a no-no.
Right.
For the Catholics. It's a no-no for a lot of Christians as well, who hear, even if I'm talking about something that's paranormal, they think, ah, he's going to hell. I don't want to listen to him talk about that stuff.
Yada, yada.
All right, time now for our food news, brought to you by the folks who are bringing you Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Yes, we'll have some tomatoes. All right, spelling bee. Jennifer, how do you spell tomato?
T-O-M-A-T-O.
Really? The plural of tomato, please, Victoria.
T-O-M-A-T-O-E-S.
Ah, there it is. I used to get that wrong all the time.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. All right, so vine-ripened Tasty Lee tomatoes. The ladies will tell you it's better the taste, the firmness, the fullness, the reality that it's heart healthy, all those things. If you're thinking about a garden and you're going to plant tomatoes, or you do every year, you'll think you grew these yourself. You don't have to grow them. You can just get them at the store, because they're available. Tasty Lee tomatoes available at your favorite grocery store, but you can order yours in. The way of the world is that when you, let's just give you an example. Go online to tastywithanieye-lee.com, and you'll see there are all the different things that you can do with the Tasty Lee tomatoes. But you can order them, and they'll ship them to your house. So you get them at the grocery store, or you get them probably quicker. They're going to be fresher if you get them at your house, because they got to ship them to the store, and they'll be out for a day or so. If you get them shipped to you, you'll get them that much faster. Tasty Lee tomatoes, healthy snacks, great recipes, freshness personified. Have I left anything out, ladies?
No, there's just, I brought the last three tomatoes that we had from our package of Tasty Lee. I brought them down to my parents this weekend so we could eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, my parents were raving about them. They're just incredible. And they're so sweet. And they're like a really dark red, so you can see that the nutrients stayed in
rich.
The tomato.
Yes.
You know, that's something that you don't really see with hothouse tomatoes. They look that anemic, pale kind of pink color. And so my parents were just blown away by them. They couldn't believe it. And they went right to Wegmans, I think, to look for them.
Wegmans would have them, I'm sure.
Probably,
Wegmans
had
a lot of this great quality stuff. All right, so check out your favorite grocery store. If they don't have them, ask them to go to Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You can go tastywithanieye-lee.com. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. tastywithanieye-lee.com. All right, the food news today focuses on the makers of Cheerios. Remember? Well, maybe you don't remember when you were kids. This is the way I learned about Cheerios. There was a jingle that was always on the air everywhere, on the radio and television.
Cowboy Tom is a boy of six. He can rope a steer because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. He's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios.
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 He's feeling his Cheerios.
Cheerios. You never, none of you ever
heard
never
that. Heard never heard
that. I was going to say that's from 1951, which is probably why none of us have heard it.
Calm down. So anyway, the maker of Cheerios facing some controversy. Remember last week we were talking about their Bring Back the Bee campaign? Because they said they wanted to help the declining bee populations. General Mills, the maker of Cheerios, gave out 1.5 billion wildflower seeds, which is supposed to be planted all across the country, to help the bee populations. But apparently, the company appears to have chosen a one-size-fits-all approach for the campaign, instead of focusing on the region-specific seed mixes, which is what we know about bees. They are region-specific.
Right.
So there are certain kinds of bees in certain areas. It's like you get honey from the local area because the local honey, which is pollinated by local bees, is going to be much better in your dealing with allergies or whatever the nuance is of living in that area. I don't know how many people
right.
know that, but you don't get, you don't use general honey made, or actually not made, but made by bees, but brought in from other areas. You always want to have
local honey.
Local honey. Well, apparently the same thing, and General Mills, I think, had, I'm going to give them a break here. They made a good effort. Yeah, they did. The seeds were chosen for how attractive their nectar is to bees. Seeds are not considered invasive. The company has been devoted to bee conservation for a number of years because they need it for their oat crops. That's how, you know,
right.
Cheerios made out of oats. So, anyway.
It's too bad General Mills can't fight Monsanto, because Monsanto is the reason we don't have bees anymore.
Right.
Because all of
yeah.
their Roundup and pesticides have killed the bees.
Yep. Yeah,
so
but they don't mention that. You know, they're very careful
right.
not
yeah.
to take a shot at them, which is too bad. All right, let's see. In a moment, we get 60 seconds worth of an important announcement, and then the story of Butler's bulldog mascot as we continue to focus a little bit on what's going on with March Madness coming up in 60 seconds here.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, so who's got this one? The Butler Bulldog mascot into the NAACP basketball tournament. You couldn't get in. Why?
NCAA, by the way.
What'd I say?
Not NAAACP.
Right,
that's close good. Enough.
All right. So there was a social media campaign called #FreeBlue3 trying to get Butler Blue, a 5-year-old English bulldog, into the arenas to support the team. So why can't they bring him in? What's the problem?
It's a NCAA rule, the no live mascots. Well, they say no live mascots, but apparently that changes or can change if the team can advance to a final round. So obviously it's not a building rule, it's just an NCAA rule, which is weird.
So this dog serves as a recruiting tool for Butler. As a matter of fact, Blue visits the student if he's in the final, he or she in the final throws. I'm being admitted. God love those bulldogs.
But he increases their acceptance rate by like 20% or something. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, good for him. All right, 10 before the hour here with DJV.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is a mind maker, not a mind manipulator, but someone who's a mind stimulator, much as anything else. As you will recall, Uri started out his career in the 70s, becoming famous for his power, his mental agility. He was able to bend spoons, fix watches, fix clocks, fix stoves, all that sort of thing, and it became something that he was noted for. And then his life has been spent motivating people and how to use their minds. And I think as we become more sophisticated, Uri, we encounter a lot of different things in our ability to communicate. I was with my grandson, Miles, yesterday. We took a train ride, and I watched him as he became so curious as to what he could see from his perch on the seat. He's a young person. And then you look at older people, people that are our age, people who are on the verge of being married, or somebody who's lost someone in their life, someone who's died. And you look at all the different things that go on in the cycle of life in what seems like such a short period of time. When you really go back, I look back at my years, you and I are the same age, and we think about things that have changed in our lives, things that are precious, because we realize that as time marches on, nothing really ever lasts, does it?
Yeah, Doug, pretty strange and kind of eerie that you brought this topic up, because we have a very close friend who is dying from cancer. And you can see the process of the body shutting down. And as we get older, you know, when we are in our 20s and 30s and 40s, we really don't think that way. We think somewhere in the back of our minds, we think that we live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
well,
not
we do.
So
in a sense, I believe we do. I think you do, too. We both believe life goes on and we do live forever. But the body, the spirit goes on forever. The body doesn't.
Exactly. And I have to, again, go back to Albert Einstein's quote, the incredible equation of E equals MC squared, where Albert Einstein proved scientifically to the world that everything in the universe is made from energy, and energy cannot be stopped. Energy cannot be killed off. So that definitely the spirit and our soul, our energy, the body energy within us, the soul, survives and goes on to different dimensions. That's where we don't understand where it goes, because there is very little contact with the other side. Lots of mediums are around the world who claim that they talk to the dead. You just don't know whether they're real or charlatans. But I tell you that every time a medium does a show, a lecture, it's jam-packed. People go there to see or feel or to be assured that there is the afterlife, that there is another world beyond death. And that's how it goes. We, like you said, life goes very, very quickly. And I wonder how that transition will be. A lot of people who come back from the dead, when their heart stops and they reactivate their heart, they tell of this amazing tunnel of light and colors. What do you think, Doug? Do you believe that there is life after death?
Oh, absolutely. I think there is. I also think that what we don't do here, and I'm starting to think more about it because I watch my daughter as a mother with my grandson, and I see how this child is embracing all of the challenges in life, from the learning how to talk, learning how to walk, and the amazing things that he's seeing that we don't look at in a fresh way because we're used to them, but he's seeing them, many of these things, for the first time, and that's how you know that he's engaged in this life, although I think he's an old soul. It's very exciting to see this sort of stuff, and I think that's the kind of things we ought to embrace, not worry about the end of life, but embrace those who are starting life and what...
I do want to assure all our listeners that the life after death, it's been confirmed. Life after death has been confirmed by scientists who have discovered that consciousness continues even once a person has died. And this was a big experiment, a large-scale study for more than 2,000 people. This is a British study that confirms that thoughts do carry on after the heart stops. This is amazing.
Now, the whole thing is amazing to think about, because it runs against some people's religious points of view and that kind of stuff. But it really is fascinating to contemplate what you can do with your mind, as Uri just suggested, thinking after you die. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. Check it out. It's fascinating. 59.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.